Anyways, okay, so what I want to do, what we're going to do today is we're going to do an introduction to Ukme and Everyday. Okay, but I do want you to keep in mind that when we finish this packet, right, and we've gotten sort of the introductions, what I want you to do is clear your minds, right, keep in mind the existence of Ukme and Everyday, and then we're going to at least read Bikiyin, right, Bikiyin. The two relevant halachot in the second parak of Yerushalmi, and I want you to keep in mind, we're going to see some of it now, but I want to go back to it when we finish, whether the Yerushalmi actually compellingly believes the same as the Bavli. I know we're doing a little bit out of order, but it really is the end of the year, so we got to cheat, okay? So Ukme Ivruye. So as we saw in the Bavli, right, Ukme Ivruye is one of the answers that the Gemara gives to, the seeming contradictions, because, it was bad enough that we had certain malachot were asr and certain were mutter. It got worse when kishkush is both asr and mutter, and idur is,
it's asr,
it's asr, mutter, talada, but it's also the same as choresh, which is asr or mutter, or lokin or not lokin, and all that stuff. But at some point, the Gemara says, don't worry about it. At least in the case of kishkush, there is a distinction between. Good. Now, the questions that I want you to keep in mind, sort of in the back of your mind, okay? So here are the questions that we need to answer at some point, okay? One is, what? Right? Second is, why? Okay? So meaning, what, right, does Ukme and Everyday even mean? Why does it make a difference, right?
And when does it apply?
Very good. And when, right? Meaning?
When does it apply?
Right? Meaning, d'oraita, d'rabbanan, right? So what, right? Why does it matter? And is it d'oraita, d'rabbanan? And as we said, at this stage of Gemara, right now, this could be, there are several distinctions possible. There's d'oraita, there's d'rabbanan.
Av tolada.
But, right, av tolada, right? And by d'oraita, d'rabbanan, we either mean the act or the Shemitah, right? Right, from all these are possibilities, right? These are things we need to keep in mind.
Or
I'm sure we could come up with other questions. How and who, right?
Right, meaning this could be the
Shemitah, it could be the act, right? Meaning, meaning which malach are we talking about? A d'oraita, d'rabbanan, meaning one that gets malchut, one that doesn't. Or ase, loz ase, all this stuff, right? All that stuff has to go here. Now I'm sure we can do how and what,
Where?
Okay, so let's look back at that Gemara again, right? The Gemara had said that kishkush b'shvit mishari. Is kishkush mutter? What is kishkush? Nobody knows, right? V'aktiv ha-shvit tishmetena unitashta, but it says, relinquish, right? Tish metena milish kashkesh unetashta milish sakel. Amar ukvar barchamba trade kishkush ehave. There are two kishkush, whatever kishkush is. Chad iluna ivruye ilana. One makes the tree better. Chad situme pile. And one closes and pulls. Ivruye ilan asur situme pile sharu. Okay? Now, before we can answer this question, we have to see the other main discussion in the Bavli, which builds on this distinction. Again, does the Yerushalmi believe in this distinction? Don't know yet. But let's see the Bavli, which seems to, okay? So, following Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Amar Rav Yosef bar Abba, Ikla Rabba bar Yirmiya le'atrei. This is page 7, okay? Rav Yosef bar Abba visited, what's Atrein? Atrein. It's a place. No.
Pavke switches.
No, that's what it means.
Oh.
A place. Not a particular place. Right? A place.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I was trying to...
Right? Well, Atrein is our place, really. Right? But Okay, if we haven't made this point before, Atar is a place, right? In modern Hebrew, what's an Atar?
Area.
A website. So if you didn't know, now you learn, right? You know, in Kaddish you have this, Bechol Atar V'Atar, the Talmidei Chachamim in every place, right? So in modern Hebrew that means in every website.
Yeah.
Sure. So he came to us, right? Va'ata va'aiti matidin bi'adei. He brought a Mishnah. What was it? Matli'in. You can do hatla'a. Let's call it taking out worms for now. Sure. That is at least one possibility. Mizahamin. Something. It could mean putting on manure. It could be putting on. It could be spraying pesticides.
They could
Bishvi'it. Ve'ein matli'in umizahamin b'moed. But not on chol ha'moed. Okay. Kan v'kan ein migazmin v'sachen shemen ligzom ben memoy ben b'shviyat let nagar v'lo bar nagar diyafrakine. Okay, but bol van shmitan and chalamoed you cannot migazmin cut something, prune something, sure. But you can smear oil to do something. This is also very unclear. I spent like a week on this with my chavruta. What is this oil thing? Either on Shemitah or on Chol HaMoed, and then, in case you were confused, don't worry, so is Rava. Rava says, Ravina is going to answer it. The Gemara quotes Rav Yosef Abba, who says, what is it? Let Nagar velo bar Nagar defrakine? There is no carpenter nor son of a carpenter who can resolve this. Meaning,
there are no carpenters.
Yeah, well, who is the carpenter?
The farmer?
The Talmidei Chachamim. He's like, I have no idea what's going on. He said, he brought this statement. He brought this halachic statement, and I have no clue what he's talking about. Right? He says, I don't know. Nobody knows what he's talking about. That's right. He's calling Talmidei Chachamim carpenters.
Oh, Rav Yosef. Okay.
Yes. He's saying there is nobody here who understands the words that came out of his mouth. I don't know what that means. And Amar Avina, Ravina says, don't worry. Anna lo nagar anna velo bar nagar anna. And by the way, where does this phraseology come from? Where does this lo x below ben x come from? They didn't make it up. Not Malach ben Malach. It is a phrase from Tanakh. Thank you. It is from Amos. From Amos. And the phrase is Lo Navi Anochi Velo Ben Navi Anochi. I am not a Navi. I am not a son of a Navi. What am I? A cowboy. Thank you. Ki voker anochi. I am a cowboy. Right? That is what Amos says. He says, why are you making me be a Navi? I'm not a Navi. My father was a Navi. I'm a cowboy. I don't want to be doing this. Let me leave. I hate all of you. You're all fat cows. Yes, that is a quote from Amos. Whatever. That's literally what he says. The next pasuk is, Vayikacheni Hashem echarei atzom. God took me away from my sheep. I don't want to be here, people. Right? Like, I was out in the field, and God dragged me into this. No, it's not lo malach anochi, lo ben malach anochi. Rabbi Lam, if I remember correctly, in his Haskama for Rabbi Angel, Rabbi Chaim Angel's book, did pun on that, and called him an angel, the son of an angel, right? Because his father is a rabbi, Rabbi Mark Angel, and he's a Rabbi Chaim Angel. So he was this angel, the son of an angel, but no, that's not the original phrase. So anyways, Ravina says, Anna lo nagar anna velo bar nagar anna. Umifarkana lo maika kashale. I am not a carpenter. I'm not the son of a carpenter. But not only am I going to answer this, but it's hanging hard. why are you telling me it's hard? It's just, this is the easiest thing in the world. Maika kashale. What question did you even have? You love this, right? It's like, it's obvious. He says, If you're asking about a contract between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed, Maishna Zium Desharu Maishna. He said, listen, Shemitah to Chol HaMoed, no connection. Because on Shemitah, the principle is Melacha, not Melacha. On Chol HaMoed, Tircha, not Tircha. By the way, very good. So, very, very, very good. And this is why Josh says, Josh. Gemara Nava Gezara versus the Ritva, question mark.
Yes.
You are correct. Right. That the Gemara seems to say Shemitah and Chol HaMoed have different standards. Only on Chol HaMoed Tircha matters, not Malacha. And the Ritva says, hey, on Shvi'it, Malacha, Tircha matters.
Good.
Very good question, Josh. Thank you. Okay. This is a good question. Gemara versus Ritva.
He doesn't have an answer.
We'll come back, but meantime, sure. So he says, "V'elo zium agizum kakashalei, maishna zium deshari maishna gizum dasar." He said, maybe you have a tension. You don't understand why gizum should be asur, but zihum should be butter. Midami. He said, that's not a question. Zihum, right? Whatever zihum is. And again, that's part of the problem here. But whatever zihum is, Zium ukme ilana vishari vigizum ivruye ilana vasur. Zihum is main, right? Zihum maintains the tree and therefore it is permitted, right? Now, again, this might mean placing manure, it might mean keeping away bugs. We'll have to come back to it. And as remember, I told you one of the big problems in this sugya is that people have an understanding of the principles. And they have to understand the principles, they have to understand the details of the malacha, and the way they understand all the examples will affect the principle they come up with, and the way they understand the principle will affect what they think each of these are. Yeah, fine.
It sounds like for any derabanan, this is applying it to other ones than what we said before.
Okay, so Josh says it sounds like, right, because we only invoke it in these derabanans, and because it was invoked in the Gemara Marichata, by Kishkush, which is Derabanan,
right?
This distinction should apply by Malacha, but only Derabanan.
Yeah.
But what would you say about a Malacha Daraita? Right? Bishmita Derabanan? What would you say?
It sounds like it still doesn't work because the malacha itself is...
Very good. So Josh points out that the simple read of the Gemara is that it's still usher.
Yeah.
Why?
It's still a deraisa malacha that's just been bumped.
Well, the Chazanish says before you get lumdish on me, right, in the Gemara, we're plausibly functioning on a distinction. Right, meaning remember the Gemara said, originally, this only works for Shemitah Darabana, and then it says maybe Shemitah Darais. But the question is this, where is this functioning? Is it Lekule Alma, right? Or back to Rebbe, right? That's what this question comes down to. Very good, yeah. Right, so if you remember in the Gemara and Moed Katan, the Gemara had said, what is the basis of watering? Why is that mutter? So one possibly had been Shemitah Darabana, and then the Gemara went through a series of suggestions of how it was mutter, even if Shemitah was Daraisa, Av versus Tolada, right? Ukme versus Ivruye. And the question is Ukme v'Ivruye within the Chachamim that Shemitah is Daraisa, or going back to Rebbe?
Right.
Right. That's the major question, is how do you understand the, right? Because remember, it's several stages down in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning the first stage in the Gemara, Av versus Tolada, was clearly an explanation within the Chachamim that Shemitah is Daraisa. But by the time you got to the fifth stage in the Gemara, when we're at Ukme and Ivruye, it's not clear anymore whether we've gone back to Rebbe or within the Chacham. That's what it hangs on. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Ve'ela zium azium kasha." No, his bigger problem was zihum versus zihum. Diktani matliin umizamin b'shviyit romani mizamin etiyot kidarcha v'korchanotan v'kovnotan v'ozlem batan v'ashkenot rosh hashanah. Ad Rosh Hashanah in Bishviat Lo. So there's a stira. In one place, it says you can do Zihum, whatever Zihum means, during Shemitah. In another place, it says you can do Zihum until Rosh Hashanah, meaning in Tosefet Shviat, which implies Tosefet Shviat, but not Shviat. So the Gemara says, "V'dilma k'deravuk for barchama." Don't worry about it. It's like revuk ma barchama. The amar revuk ma barchama. Trei kishkushe havu. Don't worry. Whenever you see the same word, one of which is aser and one of which is mutter, just do what they did by kishkush and say two types of kishkush. Right. So you can't translate the word. You're right. It means different things. Not only are there 25 words that I don't know what they mean, but each one of them means multiple things.
So if you're not confused,
what kind of status are we trying to get to zero?
So he says, one is ukme, one is avruye. So the Gemara says, no, the problem was elasicha sicha kakashale. We were asking about sicha. Diktani sachen shemen legzom bein memod bein b'shviat. Ramani sachen apagam and rakam vadim otan ad Rosh Hashanah. Ad Rosh Hashanah in b'shviat lo. Midame hachme ukme ilana v'shari atam petume peri. V'asr, the Gemara says, no, we have the same contradiction by sicha. Whatever sicha means. In one place, sicha is mutter during Shemitah. In one place, it's usr during Shemitah. And only mutter during Tosef b'shviat. Yeah, do you know how frustrating it's been? Yeah. No, I feel your pain in a way that you... This is day three of yours on the sugya. I've been on the sugya since for 3 months, okay? Why is it taking me so long? Because every word, right? I'm not going to make you do every word here. But with my chavrusa, we've been doing every single one of these. You know what? Do me a favor. Just get me the Art Scroll Volume 1. I just want to show you something, just so you understand my pain.
Okay.
So just so you understand why this is annoying, right, and hard to understand. So here, one, as you'll see, the Mishnah we're going to read through quickly, and this is why I'm saying quickly, because I don't want you all to go absolutely crazy. So, right, starting in Halacha Bet, you get this, right? Mizablin, Ma'adrin, Bimashko, Midlaot, Ad Rosh Hashanah. Miyavlin, Mefarkin, Ma'avkin, Ma'ashtin, blah, 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 blah. Correct. Watch what happens in the footnotes on every single one, okay? Mizablin. What is Mizablin? Right? Rush, right? And now look at the percentage of page to footnotes as soon as you start with the Malacha. Oh, see? God. You see? Each one, our translation follows Rambam. But look at Raivin. Look at Rash. Look at Rash and Rush. Look in Rush. Look at Rivmat. Look at Derech Hamona for various other interpretations of Rishonim. Look at Rash. Look at this. Look with this. Look at Rambam. Look at Rash. Look at Tosfot. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, and if you didn't think there was enough of the footnotes, look, there's textual variance. And guess what? This happens on every page of these Melacha. That goes on for many, many, many. Yes. Right? Okay? Just visually, you can understand why this is.
Oh my God.
Okay? This is why this has been the bane of my existence for 4 months. Yes. So, who's confused?
Me, I'm confused.
You know, part of it is like, I need a farmer, I need someone to literally show me.
They have a neighbor.
I do. And every time we're like, where's Binyamin Wiesel? Because what do? I read the word. Then I read the 20 Perushim, the Rishon HaMelacharim. And then I say, good. Now I know what they all think it is. Now can someone show me in a tree what any of those mean? Because I don't know what any of them mean. I don't know. I can't visualize any of them. Good.
It's an example of one
okay.
That you came across.
What?
It's an example of one that you came across. You have no idea.
So many of these. The Sachin one. They would put oil. What does it mean? Is it on the tree? Is it the fruit? What is it doing in the fruit? Is it a fruit that has a wart? Is it a fruit that has a hole? Is it a fruit? I mean, like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. So,
I can look at this later. You have
Okay. But what do we have here, right? So the fundamental distinction, though, that we need to try to at least begin to understand is the Gemara says that for some halachot, probably darabanan, right, there is a distinction between ukme
and
ivruye, right? Between sustaining and
sustaining and improvement, right?
Right? Okay, right, so that's what we want to figure out, right? We don't know exactly when it all applies, but what we want, but we do know that there is a difference between ukme versus ivruye, right? So we have ukme versus ivruye. Okay? What is the difference between ukme versus ivruye? Now, there's a problem here. Just to define this, what's the problem?
So as I said,
The Gemara tells us this principle, and it uses it to explain kishkush, right, and sicha, right, and zihu, right? Right? Those are the three that we have, right? Right? So we have, right, zihu, we have kishkush, right, and we have sachin. Those are the three examples that we have to figure out our principle, right? So the Gemara defines it. What does it say by zihum? Well, you know what here? Kishkush, we all agree from his zihum. Ukme is what? So it defines ukme as situme pile, right? Which is closing up holes, right? The other one is defines as ivruye. Yes, right? So here, right, it's ivruye versus ukme, which is sutume pile.
Yeah.
Right? Then by sachin, what do we have?
Ukme ilan.
Right? Sachin, we have, it defines it very helpfully as ukme versus
sutume
peri, which is making the pera nicer or something. And then by zihum, how does the Gemara explain it?
Ukme ilana.
Yes, ukme versus ivruye. Right? Thank you. Right? Now you can understand the problem with defining this. Now you understand my problem with understanding this. So, guys, if you want me to define just b'metzius, forget the conceptual thing, what are we talking about? We
have
three examples. We have three examples of this principle.
Is this the only time a free ukme comes up in the Gemara?
These two places. Moikatan and Moikatan. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These are the three examples we have. And zihum, the Gemara says, there are two types of zihum. Okay. One is ukme, one is ivruye. Good luck. Now, what's the problem? We don't know what either of them are. We just know that there's one which fits this category and one which does not, right? Then we have kishkush, where one is ivruye and the other closes up holes, right? Which is ukme. And then by sachin, we have the opposite problem. One of them is just ukme. I don't know what, but it's ukme, and the other is ketume peri. So this is the problem. This is basically the data set we have to figure out what these terms even mean.
So closing up holes.
So closing up holes,
we have an example of ukme, right? Versus the platonic idea of what the two
is. Good, right? So the problem is that in terms of facts on the ground to define it,
not many.
Right. Add to that the fact that we don't know what these are, right? Right? This is the problem that I'm facing, right? So if you want to understand, remember I told you the conceptual problem here is there is a principle, ukme ivruye.
Okay.
There are three examples, right, that explicitly invoke this distinction, and implicitly this applies to all of the other examples, right? We don't know what these mean. We don't know why they are ukme versus ivruye, and we're supposed to derive a principle from this.
Okay.
So in Mitzius, this is the problem that we have before we even get to conceptual issues.
Okay.
Great. So that's going to be problem one. It's a big problem,
yeah.
Right? Second is we got to figure out, okay, conceptually, right? Right? What is the difference between ukme ivruye? Why is one usher and one mutcher? So, Throw out some suggestions. Okay, let clarify. Meaning what?
You do something that is to like make something look nicer, so it's like you're the one that's in control of it.
Okay, so I'm going to say that what Josh wants to do is, right?
Say that somehow.
That there's a fundamental difference, right? Why is there a fundamental difference? You're going to say what? Ivruyeh, what? How would you define Ivruyeh?
Ivruyeh is it makes it better than.
Right, and therefore what? Therefore what? So there, look, there are basically two conceptual approaches you could take to explain this mess.
One is you're only hive to, this is not what Josh is saying, you're only hive to do this or tweet, that's what we said yesterday. So in terms of maintaining, you want it, it's something that makes sure that it won't affect your year after Shemitah. However, it's not necessarily connoting ownership of it this year. It's just acknowledging the fact that it's going to come back to you.
So Josh and Mordechai are both saying, well, maybe these are fundamentally distinct. Now, the way you find this in Mishnah is something along the lines of whatever Ivruyeh is, it is therefore Melacha. And Ukmeh is, for these purposes, is not a Melacha. Right? It's just not. Right, meaning there's something fundamentally different about these types of acts, one of which falls into the category of those which are malachot and those which are not for the purpose of Shemitah. Right? What's the other possibility?
That's also a malacha but something.
Correct. Or it's malacha but what?
But
probably it's mutter because of hefset. Right?
Right.
So whatever Ukmeh Ivruyeh means, there are two ways of taking it. One is that these malachot are fundamentally different, right? And therefore one belongs in the category of malacha and one does not. The other is to say, they're both malacha, but, right? We're matir anyways because of hefsed, right? There are big nafkaminas to that question, right? So for example, right? Hefsed is more likely to be mutter.
Only by the owner?
Only by Darabana. Right? By Darabana. Right? Daraisa usually have a hetzer like that. So the question of whether Ukmeh Ivruyeh matters malachot Daraisa might hang on this question. Right?
Yeah.
It might. Another one, which is, what if I could avoid it? How could you avoid it? So let's say it's the first day of Shemitah, right? Or it's the day before Shemitah.
You could have done it beforehand.
Right? What if I know, right? If I know that it's coming up, should I try to minimize, let's say, watering? Water one less time, right? I'll do it the day before Shemitah so I don't have to do it. Am I obligated to do that? Or it's the last day of Shemitah. It won't be so bad if I wait till tomorrow. Am I obligated to do that?
If you think that Ukmeh Ivruyeh defines the Malacha itself, you might say,
who cares, right? Once it's not a malacha, right? Meaning Ukmeh Ivruyeh reveals such a fundamental difference between these two types of acts, then, and one of them is in the category of things that are awesome, one of them is just not, so then I may not even have to avoid it, right? It's just categorically not usher.
If you say, listen, this is all malacha, but we carve out a heter of hefsed,
right? Then it could be that that's only going to be, right? If absolutely necessary. So these are the types of questions that we're going to see. And again, which of these is right requires you to go through every example. Right? Okay? So let's try to understand this. Okay. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hani lav melechet karka ninhu. These are not malacha of karka. Du'uk me ilana ba'alma shelo yamut. Ve'ein mashbicho le'ilan. El ma'amido b'kemot shehu. So Rashi says that ukmeh, now he defines the terms. What does ukmeh mean?
To make it not die.
What? Be careful with his words. Rashi seems to say.
Very good.
So Rashi says. Okay, let's try this. Right, so what does Rashi say?
I'll forget the next.
No, that's okay. Right, so what does Rashi say?
Rashi says, what's the difference between ukmeh and ukruye?
So he adds a word. He says, what does ukmeh mean?
Make the tree not
Ivana, meaning the trees. And what is
ukruye?
The Gemara also said the word Ivana.
Yes, but what does he add? And what is it not there for?
Not vegetables.
No, what does he say? Lav
melechet
karka ninhu. It's not
for the ground.
Right? What does Rashi sound like he's saying? Sound like.
Avruye is karka.
Avruye is ground focused. Ukmeh is tree focused.
Well,
sounds like that.
To benefit the ground.
Right?
Well, for ones that are more reliant on regular work, for trees, trees are things that would normally be able to stay in place for years. They don't need as much taken care of. So if a tree is about to die, that means that the field has really not been looked after, and therefore...
Right. And the first thing Rashi seems to say is, listen, ukmeh, right, if ruye is like long-term, Right? Like, it's the things that I work the ground. I mean, obviously, I'm doing it for the purpose of the trees, but I'm working, right? I'm doing real, right, fundamental work. Right? I'm working the earth. I'm working the land. Right? That is a problem. Right?
So, for the first thing that seems to emerge from Rashi
is that the difference between maintenance and, right, more than maintenance, right, or
is... something about
how, right, is this working the land, right, or is this protecting the tree?
But he says the words in Mashbicho Le'ilan. It sounds like that he's saying Afriyeh is to make the tree better.
Okay. So there's this first potential distinction that emerges from Rashi. Then there's the second point, which is, okay,
Ivruyeh
is clearly, right,
is about...
Neshbuchay, making it better,
right? But what is ukmeh? It's to keep it the same.
Is it about keeping it the same or preventing it from getting worse, right? So what does Rashi say? He clearly says that Ivruyeh
is mashbicha,
right? Makes it better,
right?
Including the ilan. Right? But what's the problem? What does Rashi say? He says both.
He says shelo yamut, which sounds like,
right?
That's something that ukmeh is only able. Right?
But then he says el ma'amido.
And then he says or ma'amido. Right? Ma'amid.
Right? Is to keep it as is. So what is the difference?
Well,
right?
Is it that ukmeh is only if you're,
right? Is it mutter only if otherwise you're going to die? Or is it mutter if the only thing you're doing is keeping it status quo, but you don't need that high standard of not dying?
Both, and that means that both of them are okay, which means just including...
Okay, right, so the problem is it's ambiguous, right? Because he quotes both, right? So it could be that he just means both, right? But this is why things get a little bit complicated. So if you look, for example, if Tukhachinsky, he asked this explicitly. Next one. Right, seriously, I'm just following. We're on seven, right? Seven. Right, I just continuing after Rashi. Right, so Rav Tukhachinsky asked this question explicitly. He says, "Yesh lachkor, mahu leukmeh? What is ukmeh? Im davka shelo yamud ha'ilan? Does it mean that it's only mutter, otherwise it'll die? Or afilu shelo yitkalkel? Or are you allowed to prevent it from getting worse at all? Right, meaning is it to avoid death or?" As long as you're not trying to do something positive, it's mutter, right? Even if what you're trying to do is keep it healthy, right? Without it, it'll be fine. It won't die. It won't be fine, but it won't die, right? Which standard do we have? Vanir lefiyanei yadai zishak peide hi gam ala kilkul. Kedemajah zambazuki shedavara aved mutter. So, Rav Tukhachinsky thinks that...
Both are allowed,
and why? Because what does he think the standard here is? Hefsid.
Okay.
Right? I mean, what does he think this hangs on? He says, well,
what was the standard? Right? We said one possibility is not a malacha,
right? And the other is, it is a malacha, but it's hefsid. So Rav Tukhachinsky says, well, wait a second. If the standard is hefsid, right? Meaning this is all a malacha, but anything that for hefsid, at least in the level of derabanan, is mutter, right? So then it would seem that both of these are considered losses. Right? If my tree is going to get worse or my tree is going to die, both of those are loss. And if the standard is, I don't have to make myself lose,
right?
This is a malacha, but certain malacha are mutter, as long as it's, right, is what's justifying is loss, so then both of these should be mutter.
Yeah.
He says the real problem is making it better, right? What this distinction tells you is making it better is a problem.
And this, and it's still ambiguous whether or not the Durabanan is Shemitah as a whole or the ad.
Yeah, we haven't gotten there yet. Okay, but right now let's assume we're talking about Malacha Durabanan. Okay, so therefore if Tukhachinsky assumes that the Heter is is Hefsed, right? It's not clear that that's what Rashi means, right? But that's where Tukhachinsky takes Rashi. Who says explicitly this is not the case? The Ritva. The Ritva says, Situme Pile Shari, Perish, She'eno El Ukme Ilana, Situme Pile is Ukme, right? Situme Pile, closing up holes is maintenance. And why is that Mutter? Shol Yikanes HaShemesh Ben HaBikaim. So he says, first of all, it means that the sun coming into the cracks in the ground apparently damages.
It'll kill the roots, probably.
Sure. Right? And he says, and once that's the case, velo, bottom of page 7, keywords, velo chashiva avoda. It is therefore not avoda. It's not avoda at all. So now you've seen, right, two conceptualizations of this. One is that whatever ukme versus ifruye is, right? One possibility is they're both malacha, but hefsid is mutter. The second is it's not malacha at all for the purposes of Shemitah. One possible distinction is whether we're looking for it to not be positive, right? Or we're avoiding, we need to actually, it'll actually like get really much worse or die if I don't do it, right? If it's about hefsid, so presumably any loss is enough to say. The way of Tukhachinsky says, if it's about loss, so any loss, right, is a loss, right? And therefore, whether it's going to die or it's going to get worse, I'm allowed to maintain its quality. Because it, but if you say it's about it being not a malacha at all, so if I'm just keeping it alive, like without this it's going to die, so arguably that's not a malacha, right? Because I'm not working it at all, right? But if you're maintaining your crop, is that not malacha? Is that easy to say that it's not malacha? It's hard to say that, right? Meaning being a farmer includes both planting and maintaining it, right? So it's hard to say that just because I'm maintaining it, it's not a malacha at all, it's not a voda at all, right? That's how Rav Tukhachinsky takes it, right? That if the standard is hefsed, so then, right, both of these are fine, right? But if it's about not malacha, then what makes it not malacha is that I'm just saving it from dying, right?
But according to the one that says awake, the way that says it's not malacha, it's all about conceptual sense. Why? What do they do with the fact that Mammon was not mentioned by Zuriat?
Well, again, so this is right. The problem is we're gonna have to read this back in, right? Right now, I want to set up the principles. We're gonna. I know it's complicated. I this is why I kept it till the end of the year. I'm sorry. Okay. Now this is, by the way, Rashi in Moed Katan. Might not be Rashi, so there might be a stira now in Rashi, but don't get too worried because it's different people. But what we have is Rashi Moed Katan says as follows: Stume Pile, what is closing of the holes? Shemastem Bekayim Shilivan, you close up the holes in the tree. Shari, did me mishum pseida. Okay. Ivruya ilana asur dehave mishum ravcha. Now, honestly, I don't know if it's a stira because the way I read, Rashi in Avodah Zarah doesn't say anything about Hefsid. Rav Tukachinsky takes him as being about Hefsid. Mm-hmm. In Moed Katan, it's explicitly about Hefsid, right? The Rambam, well, let's see what he says. Rambam says, why are all these mutter? Shimlo yashke, because we don't water, seharit melechav yamut kol eitz shaba. Everything will die. The whole of Isra had dvarim ha'elu, chayot v'em midivrem, lo gozral elu. And he says, yes. It becomes salty. That's his, how he calls it. He says, all of these are mutter, because they're only dirabanan, and therefore we weren't gozer. Right? So what does it sound like for him? So first of all, according to him, it's only on the malachot dirabanan. That seems clear according to the Rambam, right? What would you say? What does the Rambam sound like? It's about Hefsid or about it not being a malacha?
Yeah, I think it's about Hefsid.
Right? I think that's pretty clear, right? He says, these are malacha, they are malacha. They're malacha derabanan. But, because they're malacha derabanan, we're not gozer. Right? Not like a fundamental distinction. Just, we're not gozer because it's derabanan. Right? That seems to be the simple pshat in the Rambam. Mikdash David asked this question again. He says, "Vinei yesh lachor betam ukme ilana shara." You have to ask, why is ukme mutter? I b'shviyit asurin rak malachot shmo ilim befoel, aval amonim rak hefset eino b'chal malachot asur b'shviyit. Right, exactly as we said. Is it that only things that make things better are malacha, but anything that prevents loss is not a malacha? Od lo shna. Or no, they're both malacha. B'rak ma'iratim betol shen asurin rak medivreyev. Makom seidu lo gozer. Or because it's rabbanan, it is a malacha, but it's mutter if it's going to be hefsed. V'mir v'dvarav, the kol she'en ha-mashbicho, ela sholi paseid, ein ze malacha klal. So he's medayik from Rashi in Avodah Zarah, that it's not a malacha at all. Mm-hmm. Right? And again, that was what we thought Rashi meant as well. Okay? So now I say, okay. So we now have two general models. Again, right now we're just sketching out the general models. Right? So one model of understanding ukme versus evruye is that they're both malacha, but when it comes to malacha derabanan, we're mekel, right? Because of hefsid, and we just have certain kulos because derabanan. The other is to say that certain types of malacha are malacha, and certain are just not really malacha, and the distinction is something between maintenance, right, and making things better. So as I said, one potential nafkamina would be, right, the biggest one is going to be, does it apply to daraisas, right? But on the margins, we saw that another sort of nafkamina would be, right, do I have to try to be memait, right? Do I have to try to minimize it? So if you look at the Chazon Ish says, yes, chayavin lezabel en akesh kodem shvid. Says, you have to do as much as you can before Shemitah. Shloit sarach lezabel en akesh b'shvid, so you won't have to do it during Shemitah. Even though it's not going to be enough for the whole year, whatever you can minimize, you have to minimize it. Whatever you could wait for after Rosh Hashanah, right? And why does the Chazal say it explicitly? Because how does he understand the difference between Ukmen and Evruyeh? It's just a heter that Chazal carved out in the Melachot Rabbanan for Hefsid, and therefore, if you could do it in a different way, meaning fundamentally it's really Aser. It's really malacha. Chazal, carve out a het there. But because they're carving out a het there, you should try to avoid it if it's not absolutely necessary. And since watering an Erev Rosh Hashanah and a Motzei Rosh Hashanah probably replaces the need to do it on some Gedalia and, you know, Erev Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, you should do that. And as we said, another nafkamina is going to be, right, what about neutral malachot, right? Right, as we said, right? What seems to emerge from it is also neutral malachot. Now, what's the problem with defining neutral malachot here? As I said, the problem is that each of the malachot, it's almost impossible to figure out what it is, and therefore to figure out whether what we're talking about is neutral requires you to understand the malacha you're talking about, which is not so clear, but we will try. What time does Ray Ginsburg start?
12.
Okay. Are you up to starting this, or are you confused and you want to just review what we've seen so far? You want to review what we've seen so far? Yeah, sure. Okay. That's right. This is very complicated, okay? So again, here's the problem, okay? Let's go through our problems.
Okay.
The only thing we know is that there is some distinction between Ukme and Ivruye.
Yes.
Here are the problems that we face, okay? Problem one is...
We only bring up three cases.
Right. Problem one is, right, we only have three cases, okay? In one case, the Gemara itself says that the difference is Ukme versus Ivruye, which gives us no help in defining it. Okay? In each of the other ones, what does it do? It gives us one of these terms, right? So by Kishkush, it says Ivruye versus Sutume Rile, right? And by. By Sachin, it gives us Ukme versus Petume Peri, right? So we have three cases that are supposed to help us understand the principle. In one, we repeat the principle. In one, we set up Ukme versus something else. In the other one, we set up Ivruye versus something else. So just practically, defining these terms is going to be very hard. Add to that the fact that there are 20 plus malacha that in each one, right, Melachot Derabanan, where in each one you need to figure out why is this under the category of Ivruye, right? Because all the Melachot Derabanan with no qualification, the assumption is that they are Ivruye, and that's why they're Usher, right? And you need to then understand each one of them and figure out why would it be Ivruye. So just in terms of getting our terms straight, well, one second. At least all those malachot derabanan, right? That list of 20 plus malachot, you need to go through each one. As we saw, just visually, I showed you from the page, there's like a 5-way machloka in each one of them. So you need to figure out what they are, and that's going to help you carve out the parameters, right? So in terms of just figuring out the mitzvot, again, we're not going to solve this problem. I want you to understand the problem, right? Okay. The next conceptual issue that we need to deal with is that Ukme and Ivruye is introduced at the end of a Gemara that's trying to explain why watering is mutter. And if you remember the flow of that Gemara, the Gemara first said watering depends, is only mutter because it's Dirabanan, Bizman Hazeh. Then the Gemara says maybe it's mutter even if it's Daraisa because of a distinction between Avod and Talodot. And then the Gemara has a whole discussion there in the middle, right? And then introduces Ukme Ivruye. The problem is, it's not 100% clear whether we have returned to our assumption that we're functioning within Rebbe. And therefore, this is only true when Shemitah is Derabanan, right? Or this is even within the Chachamim that when Shemitah is Daraisa, there are still certain acts that are Ukme Ivruye, right? So we need to ask, first of all, whether whatever this distinction is, it's going to be true in Shemitah d'Araisa, or only Shemitah d'Rabbanan, right? And potentially even Malachot d'Araisa, right? Even though all the examples we have are Malachot d'Rabbanan. Okay. Then we got to figure out, okay, so with all that unclarity, what is Ukme versus Ivruye? So we said, okay, Ivruye clearly means making it better. But Ukme can either mean, right, keeping it or avoiding negatives, right?
So Ukme and Ivruye are distinctions within what we know are Derabanans. We just don't know where they are.
Well, let's assume for now it's within Derabanans, right? So we got to figure out what's the distinction. Is it that anything which makes it better is Usher and everything else is Mutter? Or anything that prevents it from being destroyed is Mutter and everything else is Usher, leaving the actual just maintenance to be the question, right? Now, what does this hang on, right? So the suggestion is, well, there's two ways of understanding why Ukme and Ivruye are different. One possibility is, well, we're dealing with Derabanans, right? And therefore, well, you're right. At some level, the Durabanans, as we talked about yesterday, are coming to basically prevent all agriculture, right? The Daraisa is not, but the Durabanans are essentially forbidding agriculture. So at a fundamental level, the Rabbanan Malachot should be usher under all circumstances. However, there's this thing that we have by Darabanans called Hefsid, that sometimes we waive Darabanans for Hefsid. I mean, there's no fundamental distinction between Ukme and Evruye, except that the rabbis don't want to make you lose just because of an Isser Darabanan. When you go in that direction, right, then presumably the more likely is it's only Mutter when you're preventing right, the destruction. If you say that, no, Ukmeni Evruye, the show you that certain malachot, because they make things better, are malacha. And certain things that are just about maintenance, they're not really about malacha, perhaps for the reasons that you were saying, which is the malacha that's Aser and Shemitah is the one that shows ownership. Right, if I'm making things better, so I'm showing ownership. But if I'm just trying to prevent things from getting worse, right, even if it's not going to be destroyed, but simply the fact that I'm doing maintenance, right, that doesn't necessarily show that I'm an owner, or something like that. So then you would say, even maintenance, where without it, it might get a little bit worse, but it's not going to be destroyed, would still be mutter. And as we saw, right, Rav Tukhachinsky thinks it's about hefsid. Mikdash David asked which of these models it is. And we saw so far one nafkamina into this question, right, besides the potential deraisa derabanan, but we're not getting there. That's a very big issue. But at a much simpler level, whether you think this is fundamentally mutter, because this is not really malacha, or it's not fundamentally mutter, it's just that it should be us or but chazal of certain kulot, because we don't want you to lose out, the nafkamina is, do you have to avoid it if possible? Right? Meaning, do you have to make sure to water Erev Rosh Hashanah and Motzei Rosh Hashanah of your eight, rather than Som Gedalia of Rosh Hashanah and Erev Rosh Hashanah of going into your eight? And the Chazon Ish takes as a given that the answer is to that question is, yes, you do have to avoid it, because fundamentally this is all malacha, it's just mutter mishum hefsid, and therefore if you can avoid the hefsid without violating the malacha, you have to do that.
Maybe there is no middle case, and when you ever do any malacha, it's either going
to... Good, so there's also the problem is maybe there really is no such middle case, and that's what we're going to see, because let's say watering, right? Now, we didn't talk about the fact that certain of them, it's not just that it's unclear which of these, but it's that it's positive and negative at the same time, yeah. Right? Is watering, if you don't water at all, it'll die. If you do water it'll get better, right? There is no middle ground there, right? And yes, we have to figure out what if something has no middle ground, what do? Right? It's clear. Now, what's the paradigmatic case where there's no middle ground is watering, which is the one that the Gemara says is mutter, right? Now, I'll end with this. Which model might better explain that fact?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, I don't know. Right? You could go either way. Right? You could say, well, it's about hefsid, and therefore, because we're dealing with the rabbanon, Chazal don't want to do hefsid, and okay, fine. The fact that it makes it better, but you don't have an option, right?
Right.
Right. Or you could say no. The types of things that are done for maintenance are fundamentally not malacha. And therefore, the fact that it happens to also make things better, but that's not its definition, right? You could go either way. The truth is, yeah, you could justify it with both. Okay.
I think that's because I'll be worse about, like,
so,
saying that there might be a malacha involved and then make it usher.
Yeah, so, I don't know, we'll see. Okay, so what we're going to see, the next two examples here then are Malachot she'eno, right? Malachot that are neutral, and the possibility that it's mutter in d'oraisa malachot. Okay? And then, what I think is one of the most fascinating distinctions, but this one you really are really ready to do, because we spend a long time, but I'll just throw it out to you, is ukme, does ukme help? What are you allowed to protect? The tree or the fruit? Now, I just want you to start thinking about that. What might that depend on? Okay.
Do you still own the tree or not?
Oh, well, you definitely own the tree, but...
Are you allowed to...
So as we'll see, it seems to depend on, at least partially, how you conceptualize hefker.
Right.
Right? Meaning, within the context of Shemitah...
If it's a complete hefker, the land goes back to God, then the tree is completely not yours anymore. But if it's your ownership, then the only thing that you're giving up is the fruit.
Well, no, within the fruit, meaning if, as we'll see, some people are going to suggest that, well, if hefker means it's ownerless or it belongs to God and not to human beings at all, so then you have no right to work to protect the fruit. I understand the tree is yours, so you're allowed to protect the tree, but because next year it's going to be yours.
Right.
But the fruit, which is called the Kedusha Shvi'it, is really not anybody's, and therefore you can't protect that, right? But what if you think that hefker means it's communally owned? Then you might say, what do you mean? Of course I can protect the fruit. I'm not protecting it for me. I'm protecting it for us. We'll see. Right? Okay. So those are the next questions we'll do with Meir Ruye. Shkoyach, guys.